We now come to the second Sunday in Lent as we continue in our journey with each other. We go from last week as I preached about the salvation history, and we come this weekend in an event from Jesus, James, John, and Peter, and they went up a mountain. And we know what this episode is about, but let's think a little bit before, like Peter and James and John might be thinking at this time. So let's take a few minutes and seconds at least to think, okay, Jesus, imagine taking you, not just Peter, James, and John, and you're going to take a walk, going up a mountain. And think that you've been around Jesus for a while. You've seen some amazing things like miracles, people risen from the dead, feeding thousands of people, knowing that he's getting more attention, more famous. Some people loving him, some people hating him. And now he's asking you to take a walk. What are you thinking in your mind? What are they thinking about? Are you going to pray with each other? They've done that. They relaxed a bit out of the crowd to rest. Also had that. Or what else could come out? I mean, this man is unbelievable. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brothers, and set them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. Imagine that's you. Transfigured. So, like, he's not just a person. He's looking like God. Like, you're almost terrified. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. I think if that was me, I'd be falling on my face. Or trying to run down the hill, thinking, what is going on right now? The appearance with Moses and Elijah is also interesting today, because where did Jesus bring Peter, James, and John? Or did I just ask you to think about it? Up a mountain. Was Moses ever on a mountain in his life? Oh, big time. 40 days, two different times, which is also the numbers of Lent. Or Elijah went up to a mountain to hear the voice of the Lord. Moses went up as the law giver and receiver from God. Came down from the mountain, threw the stones, because the people sinned big time. And Elijah, he went up to the mountain, and if you remember, he saw an earthquake, a fire, crashing winds, and then heard a small, silent voice. And he curled himself up on the ground to listen to him. He too went down the mountain because he needed to proclaim some not good news for his people. Moses and Elijah were speaking with Jesus in his transfiguration. And Peter, of course, we know what he asked. Let's have some tents. Let's stay here a bit. And behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." They fell prostrate That's a good image for the Lord. And we're very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." Now, what are you, or what are Peter, James, and John thinking after that experience? Rise and do not be afraid. This evening we're at Mass. We're seeing Jesus Christ, not as bread or wine, but His body and blood. Should I go on the ground and prostrate? That's what Peter, James, and John did. Could you lie down prostrate on the ground because of the reality of what is going to happen here on the altar? And as every one of you can see Jesus in a totally different way in our imaginations of seeing Jesus as a human, but in a transfiguration way. Because when Peter, James, and John, they went down the mountain. Moses went down the mountain. Elijah went down on the mountain and had to do a mission. So when we leave this mountain at Mass, we go home, we go back down the mountain to serve God as He has called you in Lent. How will you come down the mountain? Again, I ask, serve our neighbor together this Lent. Know that you do not have to be afraid as a Catholic in what we believe, which we believe in many other places in our country do not believe. And as we are walking through Lent to go against everything in the earth, to follow Him on a mountain that He has called us to do as well.